the top of this mountain or hill. It was about 15 minutes to get to the top. And they were surprised to see this old lady dressed in very old clothes, a white head scarf and black clothes. And she said to them, "Look, why are you dressed like that?" And I thought, well, got runners and board shorts. It's a hot day. A couple of them were shirtless. And then that they were sort of looking out over the ocean. And then they turned around. The lady wasn't there. And afterwards, a fourth fellow ran up from the yacht, a crewman ran up, and they said, "Did you see this little old lady, you know, on the way down?" And he said, "No." And they were surprised because there's only one track and it takes 15 minutes to get to the bottom. Anyway, they get down to the bottom and they haven't seen the old lady on the way. And so they ask a couple, "Have you seen this old lady come down this track?" "No, we haven't." They ask a fisherman, "Have you seen this old lady dressed like this?" He said, "Ah, you've seen Mary Watson." And they thought, what's this about Mary Watson? They get back to the yacht and they tell the captain about what they encountered. And he said, "Ah, you've seen Mary Watson. I don't know of anyone who's seen Mary Watson before, but you've seen the ghost of Mary Watson. I've got a book on the bookshelf here about her." It was a lady who in 1891 sadly died with her infant child. She'd accidentally, I think, trespassed on Aboriginal ground. And then came under attack, and she got in a kind of tank with her infant and then put herself out to sea, hoping to be picked up by a passing ship or something. And very sadly, they died. They were found in mangroves later. And so these three men said, "We will never tell anyone about what we've each experienced and witnessed together because they'll think that we're crazy."
Yeah.
And that's what interests me. I'm partly interested about how people will censor these things because they just sound too striking for anyone else to believe.
Mm. Well, and we've talked about this before with spirits and psychic mediums and the rest of it, but it's three people have experienced the same thing. So that just makes it worse, doesn't it?
Well, it does. Especially when one person was absolutely sceptical, and I spoke to him directly. I learned of this fellow from a friend, and I asked him if I could speak to him. I actually asked if I could write about this and anonymously, and he said that I could. But one thing that intrigues me about any kind of mystical experience is it's kind of on the edge of experience.
Yes.
And that's why we see movies sometimes. It's something on the edge of experience. It doesn't have to be guns or shoot-ups or whatever, but it also reminds me of what a famous scientist once said, that the world is not only stranger than we imagine, it's stranger than we can imagine. And I think that's an example.
That is a great example.
Oh. Well, look, if you've got a story to share with us along these lines, synchronicity, 52299939. But that is just a phenomenal story because often three people don't experience the same thing.
And so, it makes you wonder, but I wonder, people might have any other story about a coincidence of whatever type, but it's something that makes you wonder and think things can't always be explained rationally. Yeah. Someone else might have a story about that.
Give us a call if you have, 52299939. It's Synchronicity with Chris Mackie of The Catch-Up here at Bay 93.9. It is The Catch-Up with Darryl and Rox. Chris Mackie's in the studio to talk synchronicity. And Chris, now we were talking about a couple of people experiencing the same, we won't call it a phenomena, but the same thing at the same time.
Yeah, well, I suppose it is a bit of a phenomena in a way.
Which is unusual for a lot of these things. Often it's one person
in a group,
you know, when there's no one else around, which makes it harder to explain to people.
I can tell another example that was confirmed.
Yes.
And this is a friend of mine who's a good friend, and I refer to him as a mentor. I learned a lot about synchronicity from him. And he told me how when he was 11 years old, he went on a ship, on a sailing from London. And amazingly, about 40 years later, he met a woman in Lorne at a dinner party. And he saw her stretching her legs out by a fire, and he thought, I recognise this lady somehow. I even recognise her legs. He'd only been 11 years old on the ship, but he thought, I recognise this lady. And he asked her, "Were you on a ship, a crossing from London to somewhere in particular in such and such a year?" She said, "Yes, I was." He said, "Do you remember the icicles on the rigging?" First he said, "Oh, wait a minute, I saw you walk around the deck a lot in a black and white check skirt. And she said, "Yeah, that skirt was my favourite dress. And then he said, "I saw you walking arm in arm with a doctor around the ship." And she said, "Well, yes, I was. I met a doctor on that ship, but how did you know he was a doctor?" He said, "Well, I don't know. I just kind of knew he's a doctor, and you got off at such and such a port." And she said, "Yes." And then he said, oh, remember when the ship took off from London, there was icicles on the rigging and things like that. And she said, but wait a minute, we sailed in summer. And he said, oh, look, that can't be right. I went in winter. They learnt that she was on the same ship 6 months earlier, and she'd subsequently separated from that fellow.
Yeah.
And she said, I left my soul on that ship.
Oh.
It's a remarkable story. So they shared this. So having heard stories like that from people over the years, I've learnt not to jump to conclusions that someone is psychotic or crazy yes. if they bring up something, because I think, as this scientist Haldane said, well, sometimes the world is stranger than we can imagine. And there's another example of it.
That's awesome.
That is. Look, and if you do have a story, and maybe you don't want to give us a call or you can't give us a call now, drop us a line here at the Catch-Up. And, of course, we can either get in touch with you or you can tell us the story
via email.
We can relay the story here.
Terrific.
Awesome.
As always, a pleasure to catch up with you, and we'll catch you again in 2 weeks. More synchronicity.